This is Akashvani. The news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi today. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The inauguration of newly constructed flats will mark the completion of the second successful in situ slum rehabilitation project by the Delhi Development Authority. The project is aimed at providing the residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment equipped with proper amenities and facilities. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpur, Najafgarh. Talking to Akashvani News, Delhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Yogesh Singh said the Prime Minister will lay the foundation of an academic block in the Eastern Campus at Surajmal Vihar in East Delhi and an academic block in the Western Campus at Dwarka. BJP has appointed election officers for the election of the state presidents and national council members of the party. The list includes the names of the union ministers and senior party leaders. Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav has been appointed as election officer for Gujarat, while Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been given the responsibility of Karnataka. Besides, Union Minister Piyush Goyal has been appointed as election officer for Uttar Pradesh. Union Minister Manohar Lal has been tasked with Bihar, while Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will oversee election in Madhya Pradesh and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has been given the responsibility of Sikkim. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will visit Guwahati today to flag off, dedicate and inaugurate several projects in Assam. Assam Governor L.P. Acharya, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, along with other dignitaries, will accompany Mr. Vaishnaw. Railway Minister will flag off three trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Neherlagun Express, and dedicate a road over bridge in Guwahati. Mr. Vaishnaw will inaugurate a 10-kilowatt Akashvani Kokrajhar FM station virtually from Guwahati. The minister will also virtually launch the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, Guwahati. In the afternoon, the union minister will visit the Tata Semiconductor Unit at Jagi Road in Morigaon district. Later, he will also review NF railway projects in Guwahati with senior officials before departing to New Delhi. Department of Telecommunication, DOT, in coordination with telecom service providers, has strengthened telecom services for Maha Kumbh Mela 2025. DOT has made extensive arrangements to ensure seamless communication across the Mela area and key public spaces in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. The Maha Kumbh Mela 2025 will be held in Prayagraj from 13th January to 26th February in Prayagraj. Telecom service providers have been instructed to deploy advanced technologies and optimize networks to accommodate the expected massive influx of attendees at the world's largest religious gathering. To support this effort, 126 kilometers of optical fiber have been laid throughout Prayagraj city, enhancing the telecom infrastructure backbone. In hockey, India League, UP Rudras defeated Surma Hockey Club 3-0 in Rourkela last evening, moving to the top of the table. Sudeep Chirmako opened the scoring with a reverse flick followed by Jobin Preet Singh, who doubled the lead in third quarter. In cricket, India were 32 for 2 in their first innings against Australia in the fifth and final cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and decided to bat first. And that is the end of the news bulletin.